Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy Brim's back with us, telling us some more exciting things about the end of days.
Yes.
You don't want to miss any of those.
Yes.
And if you did miss them, go get them back.
Yeah, you can get them back.
And get it.
All this week, we've been talking about prophecies in the Psalms. They're just as prophetic as Jeremiah, Zechariah, all of those. Now, we have been looking at Psalms, and we see how they come in sets. And we're looking at three Psalms right here in a row, 46, 47, and 48. We've already looked at 46 yesterday. 46 was during the tribulation time. 47 is after there's already been the judgment of the nations, and the sheep nations on earth are told to join hands and unite and honor God and honor the King Messiah, who is the King of the whole earth. Now, we're going to go to Psalm 48, which fits in this trilogy. The previous Psalm, 46, 47, describes the defeat of all the nations hostile to God, which takes place in messianic times. It concludes with a call to all who were faithful to God to gather together in the Holy Land and in the chosen city of Jerusalem. Now here, the psalmist is describing the future glory of this city, which had lain in ruins, and the reconstruction of that city, Jerusalem, which is an eternal city, and it is the eternal capital of Israel. And Israel is an eternal nation. Bless the Lord. So, we're going to read this in the Hebrew to English translation. You can follow along in your translation. And you begin with verse 1 in the Hebrew. That's going to be verse 2 because they use verse 1 to say a song with musical accompaniments by the sons of Korah. So, verse 2.
Where are you, Billy?
At verse 2, right here.
Okay. Oh, I see. All right.
Always it's going to be up in this corner, Glow, the English part. Great is Hashem, and much praised.
Yes, He is.
In our King James, it says, Great is the Lord, L-O-R-D, capital, that means Jehovah, and Hashem stands for the name. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Great is Hashem, reads the Hebrew, and much praised in the city of our God, mount of His holiness.
Praise you, Jesus.
So this is Thank the city, this is earthly Jerusalem, and it is in the holy mountain, which is Mount Moriah, or as is correctly said, Mount Moriah. And this city, Jerusalem, will be the capital of all the earth. Mike Evans wrote a book called Jerusalem, D.C. And what he means by that is, as Washington, D.C. is the head of the U.S., Jerusalem will be the head of the whole earth. It's the capital city during that thousand-year millennial reign. And this is about the thousand-year reign, and it's really at the start of it, and it is talking about the reconstruction of that site for the millennial buildings. This is the fairest of sites. It is said here in verse 3, Gloria, as we're reading verse 3, fairest of sites, joy of all the earth, Mount Zion by the northern sides, City of the Great King. We used to sing this, Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation. Joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion and the sides of the north, the city of the Great King. But I don't think I really realized when we used to sing that song that it's talking about this city at the beginning of the millennium, and as she is going to be rebuilt, reconstructed, and made so gloriously beautiful.
Praise God.
It says here, God in her palaces is known, up here, as the stronghold. For behold, the kings assembled, they came together. Kings of the earth came against Jerusalem. They came against her when the Antichrist, the church was gone, and the Antichrist surrounded Jerusalem to bring it down. And they came there, they assembled together and came to Jerusalem, made a circle around it, as we see in Zechariah. But they saw, what did they see? They saw the Messiah coming on his white horse. And they were astounded. Not only were they astounded, they were terrified. Mm. And they fled in haste. That's that war that's in Zechariah. Now, bless the Lord, we're going to go to the next page. And I'm going to help you out here because it could get a little bit. I took this one page and kind of took it a side glow because I wanted to read what I'd written in the, but you could just be, all you have to do is think about that.
Okay.
Trembling gripped them, the kings, the nations that came against Jerusalem during the tribulation time. They looked up and saw something. We're going to find later in Zechariah what they looked up and saw. And they trembled. Trembling gripped them there. Convulsion like a woman in birth travail. With an east wind, God, you smashed the ships of Tarshish. Now I want to read you about the east wind. This is explaining how that war turned out. All the nations gathered against Jerusalem, they circled it. But God took a wind and smashed their ships. Mm-hmm. Evidently, they were coming with some kind of a ship in the Mediterranean. Wow. Now, I'm going to read you about east wind. You smashed them with an east wind. I didn't give you this page, Glow.
You didn't want me
to
have everything.
No, I didn't want you to have everything. This east wind is the wind which is reserved for God's punishment. Ooh. In the Bible, we see it during the destruction of the Egyptians at the sea. It says in Exodus 14:21, God swept the sea with a strong eastern wind. That's when he drowned Pharaoh, you remember, and all the army. Also in the downfall of Tyre, Ezekiel 27:26, it is written, the eastern wind smashed you in the midst of the seas. So the east wind is the wind that is used for God's judgment. He came against whatever naval forces were going to sail up there and help the Antichrist. He took an east wind and came against them. A mighty storm at sea came against them and judged them. And now, Glow, we're going to go back to this page right here.
Going back.
Trembling gripped them there is the top. This is the next page. You got it. Mm-hmm. Trembling gripped them there. Convulsions like a woman in birth travail. With an east wind, you smashed the ships of Tarshish. As we heard, so we saw. In the city of Hashem of legions, in the city of our God, may God establish it to eternity. As we heard, so we saw. Now remember, these are the Jews talking. And they're watching God do this judgment. And they said, as we heard, so we saw. For years, they heard the prophecies of how God is going to, even this prophecy right here. As we heard, year after year after year after year, how God was going to defeat our enemies and set up a kingdom, an earthly kingdom. So we saw. We saw the prophecies come to pass. As we heard, so we saw. In the city of Hashem of legions, in the city of our God, may God establish it to eternity. Mm. Jerusalem is an eternal city. And it is the eternal capital of Israel. There will always be a nation of Israel, even if the replacement theology people don't like to say it. Too bad, the prophet Jeremiah, he said that there's going to be one. And I'm going to read you that from Jeremiah chapter 31. God says of Israel, the end of it's chapter 31, Jeremiah, the end of verse 34. I will forgive their iniquity. I will remember their sin no more. There comes a day when he forgives Israel's sins as a nation. And thus saith the Lord, which gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which stirs up the sea when the waves thereof roar. Jehovah of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall cease from being a nation before me forever. So as long as you can see the sun in the sky, you see the stars, they're going to be a nation of Israel in the earth. And that nation of Israel in the earth is going to have an eternal capital. That's Jerusalem. So we turn back now to our Psalm 48. And as we are reading from a translation of Hebrew into English, for us it is verse 9. For you it's probably verse 8 as you're reading your Bible. As we heard, so we saw, in the city of Hashem of nations, in the city of our God, may God establish it to eternity. There's going to be a nation of Israel forever. We just read it. And it's going to have a capital forever, that is Jerusalem. It is an eternal city. It is the eternal capital of Israel. And absolutely, it is horrid for any nation to think of dividing that city and giving part of it to someone else.
That's right.
Here at the end, verse 10, we read, we hoped, O God, for your kindness in the midst of your sanctuary. They had been praying, they had been hoping, they had been believing God. Like your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Righteousness fills your right hand. May Mount Zion be glad. May the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Mount Zion, of course, is right there it was the city of David right at Jerusalem. And the daughters of Judah, because Jerusalem is in the territory of Judah, the son, that's his inheritance. The daughters of Judah are the cities round about. So not only is Jerusalem rejoicing that it's going to be rebuilt, but all the cities round about are rejoicing in that rebuilding. Walk about Zion. It's verse 13 as we're reading it. Walk about Zion and encircle her. Count her towers. Mark well her ramparts. Raise up her palaces that you may recount it to succeeding generations. He's telling them here, I'm going to literally restore this city. Walk about her. Encircle her. Build the towers. Build the ramparts. Raise up the palaces. There's going to be a reconstruction period. And then you can tell future generations, remember the people who are living here on earth, the Jews and the nations who are living here on earth, sheep nations, they're going to have babies. They're going to have future generations. Now we, who have a body likened to the Lord's body and angels, we don't have marriage and giving in marriage, but they still will down here on the earth, and they still will be having children. And he says, you remember and you tell the succeeding generations how God saved this place and literally rebuilt this place. One day, like right now when we read Psalm 22, we see that that's already passed. One day, people will be reading this psalm and they will see that it's already passed.
Yes.
Jerusalem's already rebuilt. This is God, our God, forever and ever. Too bad if you don't want the Jews to have him for their God, because they do. He will guide us like children. He will guide them in the reconstruction period. He will guide them in the time of all as they're learning to live again in the millennial age. I wanted to read to you Zechariah. And that war that we read about in Psalm 46 is this war in Zechariah. It is the time when the Antichrist has surrounded Jerusalem. Remember that God has made Jerusalem a cup of trembling, a burdensome stone for all the whole earth. And people are trying to solve the problem of Jerusalem. And then the Lord said there's going to be a war. And they're going to come and they're going to surround Jerusalem. That's what it says in chapter 14.
Now, where are you, Zechariah?
Chapter 14 of Zechariah.
14.
All the nations are coming to Jerusalem to battle. They're going to surround it. And actually, God led them there because he's led them to a trap. And then, verse 3, shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and a very great valley shall be formed. And it says over here in another place in Zechariah that he's going to come on his white horse. Mm. So remember it says there in that psalm we just read, Psalm 48, that the nations looked and saw something that made them tremble like a woman in childbirth. What they looked up and saw was the Lord coming on his white horse. It was him putting his feet down.
Praise God.
Up on the earth, and they shall flee, they shall be scared, they shall be frightened. And verse 9 in chapter 14 of Zechariah says, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one." When he comes back, that's when he comes back to earth and puts his feet on the Mount of Olives. The nations that have surrounded Jerusalem, they're scared, they're trembling. And they ought to tremble. And the Jews said, as we heard, we saw, they saw, and they knew that their Redeemer had come. Their redemption was coming full. Then he's going to establish the earthly kingdom. Verse 9 here in the King James Bible, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth in that day. There shall be one Lord and his name one." And at the end of verse 11, "Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited." Bless the Lord.
Safely.
Safely inhabited, the eternal city, forever. And
God.
Verse 12, "This shall be the plague. The Lord will smite the people that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouths." These are the armies of the Antichrist. Verse 16, "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations, the sheep nations, which go up against Jerusalem," which came up against Jerusalem, there's going to be some of these people left, the Gentiles, "and they shall go up from year to year and worship the King, the Lord of hosts, to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." And so we see that earth is restored. Jerusalem is the capital, the people of all the earth. And it says here, like if Egypt won't go up, they won't get rain. If you don't go up, you don't send a representative up to Jerusalem at least once a year on the Feast of Tabernacles, you're not getting any rain. And the Lord says here, if Egypt doesn't, the family of Egypt doesn't send up a representative, they'll get no rain. So that makes me to know also from the 19th chapter of Isaiah that there will be Egypt in the millennial reign to come. And so I trust there'll be a United States of America.
I trust.
Now, I won't be a member of it.
Where will we be?
We would be in heavenly Jerusalem. And there, this is earthly Jerusalem. But I want bragging rights. I want it to be said that the nation where I was stationed, where I was given my ambassadorship, we're all ambassadors now. Yeah. We are citizens of heaven and we're ambassadors on earth. And I want to be able to brag that my nation is a sheep nation. And so we see the future bright as God can make it.
Praise God.
How and much of it told in the Psalms.
Praise God. Uh-oh, we're out of time.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.